on, those who are not stringent in it, most people are not stringent in it for the entire year, but during the Aseres Me'etzuvah, the chumrah of what we call pas palter. There is a halacha that we're not supposed to eat pas akum, even if it's 100% kosher. From an ingredient standpoint, if it's been prepared under non-Jewish auspices, we don't eat that if it's a private affair, because we're concerned about socializing, leading to intermarriage, and intermarriage obviously being, you know, the worst thing that could happen in terms of assimilation. So that's the Isser of Pas Akum. Now, Pas Palter is something from a bakery where you never met Mr. Entenmann, you never met Mr. Freihofer, you never met Mr., whoever it is, Drake, of Drake's Cake. So, you know, there's not really a concern about fraternizing. But during the Aseres Me'etzuvah, because it's not really a halacha, it's a minhag, so we take this on. Generally speaking, if you're going to start to be machmir on a matter which is me'ikra hadin, let's say a lot of people in Chutz La'aretz are making on the question of yashan. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that you don't take on something like that, because once you take it on, you're declaring that this is what you maintain as a matter of halacha. You can't just reverse that after the Aseres Me'etzuvah. What good would that do? Right? You can't fool God. So if it's just a hiddur mitzvah, that's the language that he uses, it's something mehudar, to take on an extra chumrah, but not that you're saying that me'ikra dinis is required. So that explains the practice of pas palter. There's another issue which actually connects to this week's parsha. We know that amongst the chozrin me'archei ha'melchama, the last of them is mi'ha'ish ha'yarei v'rach ha'livav. So somebody who's afraid. So Rabbi Kiva says, pshuto kimashmo, a person who is enu yachal liros cherav shlufa b'melchama. Rabbi Yossi Aglili disagrees, and he says, Mishan Isyari Miavero Shebiyato. He's scared because he's committed certain averos. He doesn't think he's going to survive the war. So what's the terrible avera that he did? He doesn't think he's going to be able to survive the war, and therefore he's going to go home. So the Bavli quotes, the Gemara in Sota, Sach Bein Tfila Letfila, that he interrupts between the Tfilin Shalyad and Tfilin Tarot. So Danny Chasen sitting there thinking, like, you know, this is the avera that's going to get him sent home, right? Everybody's going to be exempt. So there's another tradition that's quoted in the name of the Yerushalmi. It's not in the text of Yerushalmi that we have in front of us. Somebody who is mafsik, somebody who interrupts, ben yishtabach liyotzer, between Psukei Dezimra and Birchos Kriyat Shema Kabbalah Smalchos Shamayim. So the Magen Avraham on the spot in Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, in Simin Nundal, the Magen Avraham raises the question and says, wait a second, we do that 10 days a year. Right, because we have Shira Malos Mimamakim right after Psukei Dezimra, and that's interrupting between Yishtabach and Yotzer. So he's raised the question, it's a really good idea to have, right? Presumably, we don't want to accumulate Averos that could get people sent back from a war. Mishan Isyari Mi Averos Shabiyado. I'd just like to add, in defense of the Minog, which is a universal Minog, essentially, Psukei Dezimra, we're offering words of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But during the Aseres Me'etzuvah, there really is a feeling of desperation. It's a different motif entirely. So before we're Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, before we say the Birchos Kriyat Shema, we don't just go in like we do the rest of the year with Divrei Shevach, but there's a completely different orientation where we have to, you know, appeal to God from a very different place. Mima Makim, Sivrei Chaim, Sivrei Mesim, Psuchim Lefana. We're not just going to go in with words of Shevach. After all, right, we all remember why we don't say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we don't say Halal, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Psuchim Lepanav, the Gemara says V'atem Omrim Shira. So that doesn't only apply to Halal, but that applies to Psukei Dezimra as well. You could say Psukei Dezimra, but it can't be a Psukei Dezimra that's not in some way altered. Right? You're singing a song as if it's a normal day. It's not a normal day. The Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim are open until Yom Kippur. We say Yom Sam Kippur Yechasemu, and so we change the halal that we say every day. The halal that we say every day is Psukei Dezimra. The Gemara in Shabbos says the halal of every single day is Psukei Dezimra. Psukei Dezimra, Rabbi Yossi says, Yechalki Begomri Halal B'chol Yom, and that's Psukei Dezimra. So we modify, we alter the Psukei Dezimra a little bit to have Shira Malos Mima Makim to reflect the very different theme of these 10 days, the 10 days of transformation. So God willing, I will move ahead to discuss tomorrow's ready Erev Yom Kippur. We'll talk about the minhag of kaparos, how we do that today with tzedakah. We'll talk about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. And then we'll talk about Misha Mefayis as Chaver. Erev Yom Kippur is one of the most important days of the year in preparation, obviously, for Yom HaTzom. Rabbi Chanan.